PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome to the show, you guys. 28th of October, 58 for the high today. So the question we're asking is, do parents still make homemade Halloween costumes? Yes or no? And I understand, it's not the 90s anymore. You know, most kids want a store-bought Halloween costume, but how many parents are still in the basement sweatshop sewing together a custom-made costume for their child? Those were the days. Because when I was growing up, I think the biggest Halloween expense was probably those scream masks where you could pump blood into it. Remember those?
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
That thing was ahead of its time.
That was wild. That was absolutely wild, for sure.
But when your kid says, yeah, I want this costume, it's going to be over $100. Do you like, no, I can make that. Do you do it?
So my mom wasn't super like crafty. I mean, she was a teacher, so she for sure like had that creative ability in her body. She wasn't like hand sewing anything, but she's like, we could gather things from Walmart and other places and just make it ourselves type of thing.
My mother was running to Michael's. Oh, I can make this.
I got it. No worries whatsoever.
Well, the pressure was on too, not just for Halloween, but remember all the moms that were making their kids costume for theater?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord. Mm-hmm. They would just whip something up overnight. Yeah, and it fit like a glove.
Like a glove.
How did they do that?
I know. I know. And listen, I also would make my own costumes as well. Like, one year I went as a credit card, and I got a poster board.
Oh, yeah, that seems easy to do.
And I did all the things, and, you know, it's, I think they're just more original than the store-bought, because if it's a store-bought, you run the risk of matching somebody that you don't like.
Of course. But, like, if I had the option growing up, I always would want a store-bought Halloween costume. Instead of my mom saying, I can make it for you, sweetie. No, I want... Take me to the store. I want to pick it out. Mm-hmm. You know, and today, don't you feel like it would be cooler if you had something more custom made? We've seen the Instagram videos. Mm-hmm. Dads are in the shed putting together a ridiculous outfit for their kid. I mean, they're so cool. But I'm just wondering how many people actually still do this today. And would you spend the money on your kid on Halloween, or would you just go ahead and make it?
Right.
585-252-9800. Hey, what did you say, Hannah, our intern? What's the one costume your mom made you? Yeah, you're probably going to need a mic for this. Yeah, come over here. She's trying to tell me from across.
Sorry,
we still don't have mics, so.
Go ahead.
It's a radio station.
My mom made me a Little Miss Smarty Pants costume.
Okay.
She, like, handmade a little sign that said Little Miss Smarty Pants, and she just taped Smarties to my jeans.
What?
So that's like, that's funny.
I mean, like, it was punny. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a lot of punny costumes.
Funny. Oh, you wear Smarty Pants. When was that? Like a couple of years ago?
Yeah, that was actually
last year. She's like, actually, I wore it this weekend. My mom came up.
It's a good idea.
Good, no, but that's for sure.
That's tedious. Yeah, they love pulling out the hot glue gun.
Were they like wrapped or individual Smarties?
I think wrapped.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
One of my most memorable homemade costumes, I was in college. And I wanted to be popcorn. You know, it's my favorite food. I'm obsessed. So I went to the local theater down in Oswego when they were closing up shop, and I went around back to the dumpster where they put all the leftover popcorn, and I took the bag because it's in a garbage bag. It's just the garbage bag filled with just popcorn. It's not like I'm like feasting through with other garbage. And I got a like plain white tee.
Yeah.
And I hot glued individual popcorn pieces to the tank top. And let me tell you guys, like, it honestly slayed. The best
what
costume.
Made, I mean, what's a bag of popcorn go for? I mean, did you feel a need to like rummage through a dumpster? Why couldn't you just make some popcorn?
No, I didn't rummage through a dumpster. They just put it out back.
Right, I understand that, but the idea of like, hey, I'll just buy some popcorn and make it in the microwave.
Why would I buy it when it's free? What?
You are the cheapest person I know.
I just sent it to you. It's absolutely fire.
I gotta see. Let me get to some of your texts coming in right now. Let's take a look. Actually, it's pretty good, Breeze.
I know.
Not too
By the end of the night, people were eating it off of my shirt. disgusting.
Yeah. Let's go over to Joanne. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I am the mom who is still making the kids' costumes. The joy and excitement it gives them is worth the while to me. When the child is older, they may not remember the details of a specific costume, but they will remember the feeling of dressing up. Yeah, they will.
They will.
I said this last week on the air that during the Summer Jam, when I did that Michael Jackson tribute on stage, my mother hemmed those pants for me.
Of course she did.
The sequins down the side, and they fit like a glove.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
It was custom.
So. Good morning, guys. You have about 12 or 13 Halloweens with your kids. Spending 40 or 50 or 60 bucks on a costume is all right for what it is, because adult costumes are silly money now. I am not a creative person and can't make a costume for the life of me, but I do enjoy spending the money each year to see how excited my kids get. Yeah, so she's got a point.
Yeah.
You really had about 12 or 13 Halloweens where you're actually going out, you're trick-or-treating and doing all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So spending it once a year, especially if you don't have a creative bone in your body, it's probably worth it.
Correct.
It's probably worth doing.
Correct.
Megan says, my kids are older now, but with four kids, I can't afford it. I pieced brilliant costumes together and sewed and glued a lot when they were younger. Best hot costume I ever made was for my son, who was 8 at the time, who went as Edward Scissorhands. Wow, that's a good costume.
Oh, wow, that is a great costume.
You give him real scissors, duct tape them to his hands? How did that work?
Slicing little kids' necks? We don't know.
Jeez.
It's fine. It's always too far.
Yeah, you took it in a weird direction. Okay. But there you have it. So many people are still making the homemade costumes.
I say do it.
What's disheartening is when you do it and you want to surprise your kid and they hate it.
They're like, ew, I'm not wearing this.
Yeah. What a slap in the face.
Can we go to Spirit?
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, it's Moose and Breezy. Actually, very excited to talk about this. You know how I am when it comes to ghost tours and just ghost.
Big ghost guy. Huge ghost guy.
I mean, because Mount Hope Cemetery, it's not just home to famous burials. I mean, it is. It's the home to famous burial sites. But, you know, we all know Frederick Douglass and our girl Susie B is buried there.
Mm-hmm.
But according to one local ghost tour guide, it's home to the spirits of many. Jenny Lynn is the owner of Rochester Candlelight Ghost Walks and says Rochester is full of visitors from the afterlife. Yesterday, by the way, I learned that there's 350,000 people buried at Mount Hope Cemetery.
That's intense.
That's more people that are living within the Rochester area.
That's crazy.
So she says that one night she was waiting for security one evening at Mount Hope. She says a man jogged right by her, and she started calling out to him, hey, I need some help. I'm locked in. And he just sort of jogged straight into a tree and disappeared.
Right.
Where was he going? Lynn says Mount Hope is
confused.
Far from the only place in Rochester to experience the paranormal. The White Lady's Castle in Irondequoit, we've talked about that, mm-hmm. is probably the most popular spot for anyone looking for that spooky legend. Most of Lynn's experiences, though, have come from the Union Tavern on Culver Road. I don't think I've ever been there. It's a very, very active, there's a lot of active ghosts there, she says. We've been doing ghost dinners there for quite some time now. And just the other night, we had our dinner on Sunday evening, and the lights began blinking down in the basement when we were talking about the ghost, she says. Spooky. If anyone is interested in tagging along for a haunted tour of Rochester, Candlelight Ghost Walks has two more events this week for before Halloween. So there's one tonight and then one on Wednesday. For tickets, you can head on over to rochesterghost.com. They're like pub crawls.
Yeah, but with ghosts. I love it.
But yeah, but with ghosts. There's ghost walks, there's ghost dinners, there's the pub crawls. So the haunted pub crawl, there's going to be one... check-in is at 6:45. That's at Fairport Brewing. And then there's another one at Shamrock Jack's in Irondequoit there.
Love.
A lot of fun. All right, coming up on the show, you guys, anyone have an incredibly attractive friend that you hate going out with because they get all the attention while you sit in the corner of a room feeling sorry for yourself? How do you handle the jealousy when your best friend gets all the attention? Intern Hannah says this happened to her the other night, and she is fed up.
She's over it.
We'll get all the details coming up next. Anyone have an incredibly attractive friend that you hate going out with because they get all the attention while you sit in the corner of a room eating a carrot, feeling sorry
for yourself? I can only imagine that's how my friends feel about me. So.
Right. But how do you handle the jealousy when your best friend gets all the attention? It's Peaks My Mornings, Moose Breezy.
I've been in this situation. You've been in this situation. We've all been in this situation. It doesn't matter. And that's not to say that you're ugly or that you're not attractive. It's just there's always going to be someone hotter than you. Always.
Well, listen, I think it's very relatable. And you're right. I think we've all been in a situation like this. And we started talking to our intern, Hannah, this morning. Hi, good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
Hannah Banana, you expressed a little frustration this morning.
Yeah, more than a little.
It was a lot. I'm trying to be nice about it. But tell us what happened over the weekend.
I went to this Halloween party. I was feeling good about myself. I was dressed up like a pirate. I was confident.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
She had a hook as a hand.
Yeah, it was great.
It's hard to eat with, but go ahead.
But it looked cool. And my friend, who wasn't supposed to come, showed up.
Yeah.
Asked to borrow a Halloween costume, so I gave her one of mine.
Oh, you gave her one?
Yeah, because I'm just so nice.
So giving.
So giving. And in return, she decided to look better in it than I did.
And that pissed you right
off. And immediately I'm upset, so that was really fun.
Sure.
She looked gorgeous.
Is she just she's just the friend that's always pretty?
Always, yeah. She's like, I'm not even wearing any makeup right now. And she just looks beautiful, and she's glowing.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous. It's unfair.
Yeah, genetics.
So immediately I'm upset, but it's fine. And we go into this party. I was doing fine before, and now nobody's talking to me.
You're invisible.
I'm invisible. These guys start talking to her. And at first it's like a group conversation.
And then all of a sudden you're in the background.
Yeah, I'm like slowly out of the circle. I'm like, all right, I know what's happening.
They keep pushing you out slowly.
Legit, yeah. Uh-huh. So I just end up legit in the corner, like eating snacks, just watching her talk to these two guys. They're like hearts in their eyes.
Oh,
like,
man, she's got guys wrapped around her finger.
Yeah, and she's just so sweet about it. Like, I can't even be mad, but I am.
Let me guess, she's a theater major?
She is a theater major.
She's an actress.
Yeah, so she's just naturally great at talking to people, and I'm just like the duff in the corner.
Yeah, well, I mean, don't be so hard on yourself. What is she knows what she's doing too, right? Or she just played dumb to all of us.
First of all, you're not a duff. Don't ever call yourself a duff. The designated fat, ugly friend.
Oh, Hannah.
Absolutely not. But you're right. There's always going to be someone hotter than you.
Yeah, there always is. And the duff is more like a state of mind.
It's a vibe.
The vibe that I was giving was duff. And this isn't the only time that it happens, though. I've been out with her a couple times. And we'll start off the night, like, just the two of us talking. And by the end of the night, it's just a
10 guys
us and a group of guys. Yeah. And I'm just, like, in the corner, like, what's up? Like,
you know why you're the cool girl, too, though? Because there's a lot of girls out there who have friends with do the opposite. They'd walk right up to those guys and be like, she's not interested.
Oh, I hate that.
There right? is those girls. And it comes from the duff energy. It comes from the jealousy.
Right.
And it's like, if I'm not getting some, nobody's getting right. some. And it's like, bro, that's not it.
And it's just people hate those type of, they don't like them. They don't like those girls.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Like, but it's guys, too. Guys do it, too. Guys definitely do it, too.
I've never seen that.
I have.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
No, I've never witnessed that.
Well, guys, you're blessed, but it happens.
You're blessed.
All the time.
Yeah, no, I want to support my friend. Like, I don't want to give that energy, but at the same time, I hate just sitting in the corner by myself.
But let me ask you something, though. If she notices that you were in the circle and now you're staying in a corner eating chomping on celery, why doesn't she make an effort to pull you back in?
She was just really invested in our conversation, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not a true friend. I'm sorry, Hannah. It's not a true friend.
I
don't know what to tell you.
She probably was drunk. Let's just keep it 100.
She probably had
a couple drinks.
You're butt hurt, though. I mean, you know, this has clearly bothered you. How many other people has this happened to? Got a couple texts coming in, 585-252-9800.
Thank you for being so vulnerable this morning, Hannah.
It's very sweet of you. Thank you.
You know, I like to protect my internet at all costs. You know what I mean? And if...
I don't.
If I can do something to help, like blast on the air, let's do it.
Listen, I had a friend that I went to high school with, and he also moved out to LA. So when we were in Los Angeles, we used to go out with, you know, each other and hang out and go to the bars and stuff like that. And he was like the best looking dude I knew. And it pissed me off because anywhere we went, women would just flock to the guy. He had a six pack, chiseled jawline. Anything he put on, all of his clothes was model material. I'm like, I just felt so gross next to him all the time.
Yeah.
You see, you have that friend where they're not trying to do it, but you just feel bad about yourself.
My best friend in the whole wide world is stunning, gorgeous, girl next door, blonde hair, blue eyes, tiny. I felt this way my whole life, but I can't be mad at her because she is such an angel. She's such an angel.
No, you can't be mad at the person because then that says everything about you. Mm-hmm. But no, I was pissed at my buddy. It doesn't have anything to do with looks, this person said. It's more than likely she's just outgoing and bubbly and easier to approach for most guys.
This person says, I agree with Moose. She should have at least been a good friend to bring her back into the conversation because that's absolute garbage.
Right. She just left you there to drown. No, I'm sorry. That's not it. Katrina says, I grew up with that best friend, always feeling like the third wheel, always invisible or feeling stupid. And my first boyfriend admitted that he was dating me just because he had a crush on her, but she wasn't interested. All the fun people and interesting guys only ever saw her, and it was so frustrating. Eventually, we lost contact after going different ways in life, and I found other better friends who were more like me and whom I felt equal to. That came in from Katrina.
Okay. No equals. No equals.
No equals?
Because you know what? Here's where I take issue with it. Because you like somebody for the person that they are. You don't like them for their looks. Especially when it comes to friendship. Like, I'm not going to not be friends with someone because they're prettier than me. Actually, it says everything about me if I'm friends with pretty people.
But I'm saying, like, in her situation or when this happens, looks is the first thing someone's going to notice.
Because that's surface level.
That's what they're drawn to.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's how conversation gets started when you're out in public. And they notice, yeah, she's pretty, but then she's also bubbly and super annoying, and guys flock to that. You know what I'm saying? She knows what she's doing, Hannah. Don't let her pull the wool over your eyes. It's happening.
Hannah's crying. We're going to take a break.
Perfectly normal and nothing wrong about being a girl that wants attention and validation from men. Damn, Julie.
See, can't relate to that. That's not my vibe, so.
No, not at all. No.